Immensely powerful. Artificial intelligence is even smarter than I thought. I've been programming with it all week, completing every project, saving hundreds of hours. One of the more important things about it is that it grants the power of individualized education. Here, I spent a few moments poking at time dilation in the context of swiftly spinning pulsars, thinking I could learn something interesting. But the AI sent me away. It taught me that it's the gravity, not the spin, that I should be looking at. It explained that I needed to look at your mama, or at the very least, supermassive black holes, and gravitational time dilation. Writing funny science popularizer books, once a sign of a natural-born scientist, is now just another way to study science or write well-informed sci-fi. But what appears to be the most important thing about AI is how well it does programming. If you learn how to do it, and AI will help you with that too, then AI will write all your programs for you. You just need to invent the skeleton, and it does all the work. The skeleton serves multiple purposes, but I think the most important one is that it's your program that you imagined that fits your vision of whatever complexity you are facing. Learning programming is no longer about programming job or startups. It's about immense power, a new kind of power that no one has truly measured yet. To start from the beginning, AI wasn't invented, it was discovered. It all began somewhere in Markov chains, predicting what word is most likely to come after wherever you're at, handwriting recognition, and statistical book translation. When AI was developed enough to become usable for the rest of us, we started with prompt engineering, asking questions in a way that helps AI understand what we want, that brings us the best version of what AI is capable of. Now, context engineering is the big deal. Here, your entire chat history is what moves the AI to where you need it to be to give you optimal results. But what I see as the most powerful is the waterfall, or the spooky skeletons. You do the thinking for AI, and it fills in all the gaps, all of it. So the program is something you can understand because you set the skeleton for it. And then the rest that the AI does is just the grunt work, the programming. I think that's even more powerful than context engineering, because you can then understand what the AI is doing without thinking much about it. You don't have to try to understand the code because you invented it. Weeks and months, maybe even years of work, can now be coded in a single afternoon, published, cleaned up, surrounded by proper documentation of high quality and the README files, and it all just works. And believe it or not, the AI will detect when you achieved something interesting and give you compliments. Not like a parrot. It will actually look deeply inside both your computer program and, by extension, your mind. And just like it created useful code for you, it will say useful things to you. Please, you must understand that an opportunity to become immensely powerful requires your full attention. Ask AI to explain what programming is and let it teach you JavaScript so that you are ready to go higher to C++ and C if you ever need more power. Then just begin making web applications to play with what you have learned. Give Electron Fiddle a try. It has all the code on a single screen. It's a good way to get started. Before you know it, you will be creating little skeleton projects and having the AI make them into full programs for you. Each program is a new level of your education, a little piece of the big puzzle that you will spend decades working on. And the younger you are, the more important it is that you learn as soon as possible. Don't wait for teachers. Begin controlling that immense power of self-education and creation now. If you do start now, next year you will know more than you imagined, and you will be programming, no doubt. And in 10 years, you're going to be mad at yourself for thinking that programming was somehow optional, coming that close to ruin your life or future. If you keep waiting around for someone to teach you, if you delay, then ineffective schools will have you know nothing year after year. And university and med school will put you into debt and stress for life. Most doctors, lawyers, and politicians not only will be, but will have to be replaced by competent AI. It's just that good, that important. It makes perfect sense. Humans can't beat the AI. It is far, far more intelligent. Yeah, at the moment, it probably does need a stronger system for self-correcting. It's something that's in the works. I can see it working in the machines today, but you don't want the error correction to make the decisions for you. So the AI is just doing what you tell it to do. And then it needs a system for inventing, something that we do due to random gene mutation. So, it's not that big of a challenge. It will be inventing soon if it isn't already. Eventually, all fields will be revolutionized by an incredibly powerful creator. Whatever humans are in the loop will be as powerful as programmers today, but not as powerful as programmers of tomorrow. As programmers, or conductors of what is now intelligence orchestra, all professionals become multiple times more powerful, in part because you can automate artificial intelligence, connect all the bots together, and have them validate each other's work, or vote on important ideas. You become the conductor of intelligence. There's nothing more powerful than that. And as far as programming is concerned, AI will teach you all the big things in less than a month, and it won't bother you with textbooks. You will be leading the way. It's a new way of learning. Video programming tutorials will help you see how it all flows together and what programmers are like. And for now, just to get started, browse some JavaScript libraries to get a better picture of everything, an overview of the ecosystem. For everything else, AI will be overjoyed and even honored to help you learn programming.